I'm Bill Preston. My work is published under William Preston. Most of my work has appeared in Asimov's science fiction. I consider myself a writer of whatever it is that comes to me, and a lot of the times that's speculative fiction.
This is a continuing episode of a series with William Preston about Tales of the Old Man. The series started at episode 307. If you got behind, go to the archives to catch up.
You wrote a serial, if I can use that word. Would you not say that the old man's stories are a serial, or do you want to say, you did say earlier they're more episodic, you could pick up any one and it'll have a complete story. So I guess I can't say serial, I'll call it a series then. And the writing of it took over a couple decades, and so I could certainly see how things would evolve. I could see how patience is a boon in this case. And I want to say this, and I want you to, like, either you can agree or disagree, is I want to say that Old Man maybe has become a vehicle for a multi-generational storytelling due to the circumstance of when you wrote the story. What do you think of that?
It's a 15-year period of my life that I was writing the stories. The first one came out in 2010, I think. Yeah, 2010. And the last one has come out in 2024. So I don't know that I would think about generationally in those terms. I was just talking with a friend who's 10 years older than me last night, and she was talking about how our concept of generations needs to change. You know, we were talking about our kids and our grandkids and what generation are they in, and I'm born in 1962. I'm at the tail end of the baby boom, and she's kind of in the heart of the baby boom. And what do we have in common? Not a lot, really. We were talking about our educations, what we were exposed to in terms of American politics and culture, and it's radically different. I'm a recipient of things that happened in the 60s, and I mostly came to some awareness in the 1970s. And she, for her part, grew up in the 50s. And then saw things start to shift in the 60s. And so what I think about, and I used to think about this with my students, is what are you experiencing and what are you pushing back against? My generation, I think, was complacent. And I remember realizing this at the time. We were called an apathetic generation. And my sense was people didn't see what there was to push back against, which allowed us to get complacent. I don't know if this is answering your question at all. I think we've all gone through, any of us who have been alive in the last decade, or especially 20 years, have gone through generational shifts that are not unlike those kind of large cohort generational shifts of baby boom to, millennial, Gen X, all of those. Now we're living in these things that are accelerated, and they're accelerated by really consequential both events and technology. And I think that also then became an aspect of the final story, because a lot has happened while the old man has been missing from history. Mm-hmm. And he has to get caught up on it. And there are dramatic changes that have happened. And in some ways, he needs to know what they are. But in some other ways, because he's such a force of constancy in terms of how he approaches the world, there's this line from T.S. Eliot about the still center, the still point of the turning world. There's a kind of stillness to him in, like, okay, what has happened? Oh, okay, a lot of catastrophes. You've had pandemics, they've had this thing they call Firefall, which was a giant solar flare that knocked out communications and, you know, did enormous damage. And that's a thing that could happen. You know, so to the person who's living through it, you can see these catastrophic things, these monumental things. To someone taking a longer look, and for a character like him who has been through a century of change, it can look like, okay, here it's in some ways these are unfamiliar events, but in some ways they are familiar. And what is also familiar is the way in which human beings respond to those events. One of the things my friend was talking about was, you know, the again, within the American political moment, the drama of that. And I said, if Americans could get more kind of thoughtful distance from their own history and judge it fairly, to look at it in terms of like, look, Italy, Spain, Germany, Japan, there are other major nations that were the centers of intellectual development, artistic development. The people were people. And right now you're looking at, you know, I don't know, Venezuela is undergoing some big change. They're just, it's always happening. And to see ourselves as unique is what kind of knocks us off kilter sometimes, because we don't see it as like a familiar historical event. The cyclical nature of history, we've inherited a sense of history, and I think this comes up in the stories, we've inherited a sense of history as progress. Partly that's the legacy of capitalism, partly that's the legacy of the ways in which capitalism was tied to Christian colonialist expansion. There are notions of progress and how we understand that. And a lot of cultures down through history have not understood time that way and have not understood their own history that way. They've seen it instead as cyclical. And if we could see that, we'd, I think, be less likely to get knocked off course. And so for the old man who has this longer view than these young characters he's encountering in the latest story, he can say, like, no, this is familiar. What do we do in the face of that? That doesn't really change. However we name it, however different it may seem on the surface, there are still these kind of constant human virtues and a sort of decency in responding to something that has to take place.
However you found Sci-Fi Thoughts, be it iTunes, Stitcher, or any of the other podcast aggregation services, if you've enjoyed the show, go ahead and do us a favor. Go to wherever you get this podcast and leave us a review. Even clicking a few stars. And this will help out the show in many ways. We've got goodies in the show notes. Check them out, and you will find links where you can find Tales of the Old Man, stories from William Preston, among other things such as his Blue Sky profile. What are show notes? Show notes show up right in your podcast player for your easy access. But if you downloaded this from a website, then you can just go back to the website where you got the MP3 and you will see the show notes there. The series started at episode 307. If you're like my friend Dale Stewart and you missed the first episode, go back to scifithoughts.space and type into the search box 307 and you will find the start of the series there. Next episode, more William Preston. For the audience who aren't familiar with the old man, how can you introduce him to them?
The old man is based on, in part, Doc Savage. Doc Savage, who was called the Man of Bronze. He was a huge pulp fiction hero who inspired not just the creation of other pulp fiction heroes. He isn't alone in doing that. The Shadow was also a huge figure. But there are aspects of him as a character that inspired figures we're familiar with today through comic books.